T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wise man once said that sometimes I wish life was written in pencil so we could erase it and write it all over again. I guess that's a form of regret. Well, now nearly half the people surveyed say they wish they had chosen a different college major. They regret what they chose to study, and they're seeing that in the workforce. So we're going to talk with somebody who knows all about what's going on in the workforce and about whether or not these regrets are real. He is a partner with the Unity Search Group. They're one of the top recruiting companies in the country. And David Cathy is kind enough to join us here on KDK. David, how are you? And thanks for your time.
Hey, I'm doing great, Rick. I appreciate it. Anytime.
Do you think the numbers are close? I mean, as you talk to people, as you talk to recruiters, as well as people looking for jobs, do you think that 45, 50% number is close to what people really think?
Yeah, Rick, I actually have a couple of the numbers here. So, you know, 45, 50% is talking about a major or a degree in humanities and social or behavioral sciences or arts. But when you get into education, business majors, law majors, you're looking at just over 33%. So it's a little lower than those other ones. Actually, the degree plan that has the least regret per this survey is engineering. Those 25% of people with an engineering major in the workforce still regret that.
David, is it a direct correlation to hireability, meaning that there are always going to be firms looking for a good mechanical engineer or an electrical engineer? So, you know, maybe they don't have the regrets because they don't have a hard time finding a job. Nurses, you know, they may say, well, they can find a job really fast, but right now it's burnout, so maybe they don't really feel that way. Is there a correlation between hireability and the regret factor?
Yeah, Rick, I think there's probably some correlation along with other areas. So I think that plays into it. You know, right now, STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, those are huge areas because of the advancement of technology. Mm-hmm. And so that's a huge area. And so maybe the regret there isn't as much. In fact, with that 25% regret for engineering majors, that degree is still climbing. And it's still getting more and more people, while overall people entering college has declined by 10% since 2010. But engineering is still increasing. So that probably has a lot to do with it. But I think there are some other major factors, Rick, that really play into this, such as, you know, you're declaring so early what your major is. And I know for me, when I was in high school, I was a double major in accounting and finance, and I really didn't have a clue what accountants or financial analysts did in their job. And had I known for me specifically, I probably wouldn't have done that because it doesn't necessarily fit who I am as a person.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't do that today.
David, I'm going to tell a quick story. I just remember going with our youngest of three sons on a college visit, and it turns out it was where he ended up going to school. But one of the things in the presentation at that time is they said, not only are you required to pick a major, but you're required to pick a minor. And so it can't be in the same field. They can't even be related. They have to be completely different. And I just remember going home from the trip, and I said, well, what did you think? He said, Dad, he said, I don't know that I can go there. He says, I don't know what I want to major in, let alone what I want to minor in. And I think he's probably like a lot of 18 and 19-year-old kids, don't you?
Well, I think that is a ton. So I think in two areas we've got, you know, from a high school education perspective, and, you know, you've got guidance counselors, and I'm going to paint with a broad brush here. So please, no one should take this as, you know, all high schools don't know how to educate. That's not what I'm saying here. But a large majority, like, we're not teaching kids, you know, this, Here's what finances mean, and here's their cost of living, and you want to get this degree, and here's the traditional salaries in this degree. And does that equate? Can you make a living based on what you feel like right now? Mm-hmm. And of course, we're talking about high schoolers. So we float with the wind. You know, the wind blows one way, and we're like, hey, I want to do this. And 20 minutes from now, I might want a completely different career. Rick, I also think, though, that we have to sit back and look and we say, okay, if I wanted to be the CEO, CFO, COO, or some leadership director level person in an organization, maybe I need this career path and degree. But what I think happens is the lion's share of people sit in the middle of that organization, and I think they sit back on days, maybe on a Monday, and they sit back and they go, God, I went to and got a four-year degree for this, and I don't even think I need a degree to do what I'm doing today. And therein lies that look back of regret that we're facing.
Visiting with and enjoying a conversation with David Cathy, a partner at Unity Search Group right now, a top recruiting company in the country. Are you hearing people on the other side, on the hiring side, say, boy, I sure wish we had more of these type of degrees or people with those degrees? And if so, what are the ones that you hear from them?
Yeah, I mean, Rick, it's computer science degrees, it's software engineering degrees, accounting and finance. These back office operational functions to help companies grow, it's the engine on the back end. So it may not be that customer facing side, but it's that engine on the back end where we're just finding a shortage in the labor supply right now. And so hiring managers are just desperate to find people with those advanced degrees. Here's the other thing. You know, a four-year degree isn't what it once was, isn't now what it once was, because oftentimes you have to go get that MBA. So what was a four-year degree has now turned into a six-year degree, and along that comes cost because you're going to school for two more years in order to get the same job that you once could have got with that four-year degree.
And you and I both know that many times those MBAs are not offered in more rural, small, liberal arts areas. You may have to go to a bigger city where your cost of living is more expensive as you get said degree. Boy, David, you've brought us a lot of things to think about and unpack, but thank you for your time today and being here. We sure appreciate it.
You bet, Rick. Have a great rest of your day.
We sure appreciate it. Again, David is a partner with the Unity Search Group. Again, they are a top recruiting company, and they know about these kinds of trends. So that's why we brought him in to talk about the issue of regret and whether or not people do or don't regret what they studied in school.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.